Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2021. This morning I will talk about resurrection. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for Christ's faithful example in life, death, and resurrection. In the power of your Holy Spirit, banish our doubt, prosper our faith, heal our sin-sick souls, and grant us peace. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The seventh sentence of the Apostles' Creed reads, "The third day he rose again from the dead." Why should we believe in the resurrection? The truth of the resurrection became the most important confession of the early church. In John's Gospel, faith consists primarily in believing in the resurrection. Paul's letter to the Romans states it plainly. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Paul knew this truth firsthand because the risen Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus, a story recorded three times in the book of Acts. Paul's conversion was so powerful that he ceased being one of the church's chief prosecutors and became one of the early church's strongest evangelists. At one point, the risen Christ appears to more than 500 witnesses in just one setting. The resurrection event changed the apostles' lives forever. 10 of the 11 faithful apostles died a martyr's death. The apostle John was the only one of the 11 faithful disciples that did not die as a martyr. The fact that they were willing to die for their beliefs is strong historical evidence for the truth of the resurrection. Peter's sermon at Pentecost in Jerusalem speaks of both the prophecy of the resurrection and the eyewitness accounts. Peter cites this prophecy, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption." This is Psalm 16, verse 10, which is a Hebrew doublet. The original context of the psalm points to King David, but Peter, as an apostle, interprets the Holy One as referring also to Christ. Peter's next statement is most telling. "This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses." This is Acts 2, verse 32. Peter's argument is both truthful and compelling because it convinced more than 3,000 people to be baptized that day. At least three reasons motivate us to believe in the resurrection. The first reason was given by Paul. If Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. We obtain faithfulness from God only because of Christ's perfect sacrifice as the Lamb of God. The second reason follows from the first. Jesus' resurrection makes our resurrection and the eternal life possible. The third reason is that in the resurrection, God attested Jesus as the Christ. Jesus' path in life, death, and in resurrection then becomes the template for our faith and the only source of our salvation. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.